about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
You know, I hate these articles, but it's our winner for the Mother of the Year and Father of the Year. Okay, this is kind of a sick one. Apparently in China, a father just went absolutely kooky, and he actually bites off his kid's wee-wee. I mean, it was horrible. They had to find it in the bushes, reattach everything, all right? But in America, we have even a worse parent. I don't know if it's a worse parent, but boy, I tell you, both these people need to be locked up together. There was a mom, did you guys hear about this, who is a mother of 10. She has 10 kids, and she leaves one of them at a Chuck E. Cheese. Now you think, okay, sometimes, you know, you leave your kid and you drive back. No, not entirely. You know what? She actually didn't even realize the child was missing till the next day. This happened in Pearland, Texas. Apparently, the kid was just running around late, you know, like around 10 p.m., and workers are like, why is this kid still here? So the mom realized the next day that the daughter was missing, called the police. She is remorseful. But how, you know, when somebody has 10 kids and they do stupid things like that, when do you say you're done, right? When do you say you're done? Or like with this father and this horrible case that happened in China, you know, I don't like the idea of government being involved, but sometimes you have some real idiots as parents, don't you? Just absolute idiots. Me, I stopped at 2 kids. I was like, that's it, I'm done. You know, I have 2 breasts. I could breastfeed them. I'm fine. Don't have to figure out where to put a third. No problem there. It was easy. You know what I used to have to do, though? And still, even having 2 kids, I had trouble making sure they were with me at all times. So what I would have them do is always grab my pants leg or grab the bottom of my shirt. Whenever we were crossing the street or walking anywhere or parking lot or whatever, as I grab mama's shirt, grab mama's leg, you know, and then, of course, some of them would just jump on the leg and expect me to, like, drag them. But it was, you know, it's hard. I mean, I think, honestly, parents need to know their limitations. That's a huge problem, you know, and I think they also need to know what the limitations of unprotected sex are, too, because you're probably going to then wind up with 10 kids. But just, you don't leave your kids anywhere, right? If you're kooky, you have a psychotic episode, ask for the kids to be removed. Get the kid out of your house. You don't need to be doing stuff to the kid. All right. Does that really have to be said? Yes, it does. Okay, a lot to talk about today. Apparently, they think there's a pill that's been on the market for years that can actually help fight racism. No, it's not a medical disease. They're using a medical pill that they believe can help people with their racism issues. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about how if you're circumcised, you may be at lower risk for prostate cancer. So I want everybody to take a peek. Go take a look. See if you're circumcised. Don't send me pictures. If you don't know, ask your doctor. You can't send me pictures like that. Just take a peek. Are you all right? Who is? Who isn't? Yeah. For those of you that are circumcised, good. Good, maybe less risk for prostate cancer. And then I guess this is kind of cool. They've come up with a gadget where your cell phone will be charged by the air you breathe. So they've come up with something that looks kind of cool where as you're breathing, you charge your cell phone. Well, actually, it doesn't look cool. The mask looks stupid. I'm looking at people wearing the mask. They look absolutely ridiculous in it. But I am so tired of not being charged, aren't you? I can't stand it. I need my phone to function. I'm a very busy woman. I got things to see and people to do. I'm very, very busy. So I need to make sure my phone is charging. All right, let's open up the phone lines. We are taking your calls, your critiques, any comments you want to make. A lot has been going on. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-362-3254. Of course, you could email me at drdahlia.com. Oh, no, not another red meat study, please. I love red meat. Come on. Well, DrDahlia.com, you can follow me on Twitter. Let's get this. Yeah, because I know many of you are just about to go eat. I did. I just had beef broccoli. I just had some beef broccoli. Yeah, ooh, it was good. It was good. They say eating a single serving of red meat per day may raise the risk of early death. We don't want to hear this. The study, which followed more than 120,000 American men and women, linked daily consumption of unprocessed red meat with a 13% increase in mortality risk. Oh, Lord of mercy. Okay, a daily serving, they said, carried even a bigger risk. Aren't we talking about a daily serving? Eating one hot dog or two strips of bacon per day associated with a 20% increased risk of death. Well, here's the thing with the red meat. Okay, and you all know how I feel about meat. Okay, if it doesn't move, it ain't meat. Okay, chicken, yeah, it's nice. It's okay. Fish, nice. But, you know, when you go to a restaurant and it says meat on there, like, you know, meat on like Italian restaurants will do that. They'll have pasta and then they'll, you know, try to say there's meat. I'm sorry, if it doesn't move, it's not meat. Don't try to make me think that a chicken wing is meat. Meat is steak. And I think, you know, in our evolution, it was actually in our best interest to want to dig into a hide of some animal. Okay, why else were we hunters and gatherers? Why else were we running around going after meat? Now, I think what the problem is we eat too much of it. All right? I don't think we should be having red meat every day. I've always said that. But do I think we need to be afraid of red meat? No. I think it's a great source of protein. What I don't like are people going and drinking protein drinks and protein shakes to get their protein. Right? I would rather you eat the fish or eat the chicken, you know, but I like red meat. Give me a succulent, medium to medium rare, juicy. I can't do rare ever since I learned about, you know, trichomoniasis and, you know, all the parasites. But still, just give me a succulent piece of medium prime rib with all the juices. Right? Doesn't that make your mouth water? Okay, let's try this. A succulent piece of halibut. Nah, see, doesn't work. Doesn't work, right? Succulent piece of Ono. No, doesn't work. Prime rib, filet mignon, it works. See? Okay, so guys, it's a human instinct. We want red meat, all right? And if all of them are saying that we're going to die, well, then I'll be it. No. Just like I said, don't eat it every day. All right, just don't eat it every day. All right, we got Kyle working the dials. It's going to be a great show tonight. Don't go away. 1-877-DOS-DELLY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. March 12th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,700. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,742.16, $871.08 for a half ounce, or $435.54 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,742.16, $871.08, and $435.54.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
2012 is finally here, and while the government racks up another $1 trillion in debt, the IRS is hard at work collecting. In fact, they're even sending agents to some people's homes and place of business. If you owe back taxes, have years of unfiled tax returns, or are receiving threatening letters or phone calls, call the tax division of the law offices of Craig Zimmerman at 800-652-6978. Our tax division is spearheaded by a former IRS agent with over 31 years experience. He knows the ins and outs of the IRS and how to get them off your back once and for all. The phone call is free and so is the consultation. So call now. 800-652-6978. That's 800-652-6978. Don't wait for agents to knock on your door. Call 800-652-6978 or visit us on the web at www.craigzlaw.com. You'll be glad you did.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so I gave you guys plenty of time to check if you're circumcised or not. Now you got to call your mama. Circumcision, they say, may lower a man's risk for developing prostate cancer. Okay, let's review what a circumcision is. Okay, it's where they remove the tissue covering the head of the penis. It's called the foreskin. Okay, it's been shown to be pretty nice to do. Many people in the medical profession are huge fans because they think the foreskin traps a lot of STDs, can trap HPV, which could later cause penile cancer. This has been going on back and forth. Every now and then when I bring it up on the show, people call in going, Dr. Dolly, it's barbaric. You can't be circumcising kids. Can't be circumcising people. It's, you know, and I understand people feel that way. You know, I am a fan of circumcision. I just, not sure why there's a relationship with prostate. Okay? Now, we've talked about male genitalia. Do I need to review male genitalia? Okay. Yeah, the pediatric community, yeah, nobody recommends it, though. In the medical community, nobody's recommending it, saying you have to do it. But I know many doctors like it because it makes our lives a hell of a lot easier. You know, when you bring in a 14-year-old who's foreskin phimosed and they're in a lot of pain and now they have to have surgery and have a surgical circumcision, it's always easier when younger brother who had it done, you don't have to do it. But that's, you know. Okay, well, let's review the male genitalia because some people need a good review, right? You have penis, right? You have the foreskin on top of it. You have shaft. Then inside you have your urethra. The urethra connects up to the bladder. Surrounding the urethra, you have the prostate gland. Now, the prostate gland is what helps make semen. And it is very, very important for fertilization. Okay, see? Very good. See, you thought I would giggle. Did you see? I got through this. There's no reason to giggle. It's a little male genitalia. Pretty simple. Pretty easy. As the prostate enlarges, as we age, it squeezes on the urethra, and you have difficulty urinating, which is why sometimes you have to do something called a transurethral prosthetic resection called a TURP, or transurethral resection of the prostate, TURP. Not a fun one. But sometimes that's what people do. And medications we use to shrink the prostate. But that's neither here nor there. Okay, so anyway, the study looked at 3,400 men, 1,700 had prostate cancer. Now, undergoing circumcision before first sexual intercourse was linked with a 15% reduced risk of developing prostate cancer. Okay, now remember this. Okay, now I know some of you are like, okay, wait a second, what kind of a study is this? Okay, I know. We need to come up with a name on what we're going to call these studies. But this is where I have an issue. It's not like this. Okay, all you men get circumcised before your first sexual encounter. For some of us, if we can remember back that far, what, first grade? Second? When did first base? I'm trying to think back. Well, maybe not me, but in your particular case, your first sexual encounter, right? Okay, so you'd have to take a bunch of guys, make sure they're circumcised, and go, let's watch you for the next 60, 70 years. Not going to happen. So what they did is they looked at a bunch of people with prostate cancer, and they found that circumcised people had less. That's how they did it. Okay? Now, somebody could say, yeah, but what if these guys had desk jobs? What if they were joggers, runners? What if they ate peanut M&Ms? You know, I mean, they would have to go back and look at everything that was done. But this is significant enough to see maybe there's a correlation. I don't see how. You know, I mean, we don't think prostate cancer. Now, if somebody said prostate cancer was related to HPV, and a uncircumcised penis traps the HPV, and then I guess it would crawl up the urethra, and I've never seen an HPV virus crawl. I'm assuming they crawl. It's like, crawl up the urethra, infecting the prostate. Okay, then maybe I'll buy this. But right now, I still don't see much of an issue. You know, somebody could say, well, Dr. Dahlia, prostate cancer is on the rise. HPV infection is on the rise. Prostate cancer is on the rise because we're living long enough. Okay, we're not dying in our 40s and 50s, thank God, of heart attacks. We're living long enough. So you can't say, you know, so much it's because of HPV. And they aren't saying that. They're saying a big dude, we don't know. All right? But again, it's an interesting study. Okay, like they say, they don't know if circumcision has any effect. One theory is that some prostate cancers may be linked to sexually transmitted diseases. That's what I just said. See, you all thought Dr. Dahlia didn't know her stuff. I do. I know my stuff. The findings are published in the journal Cancer. Okay, again, another fun read. Researchers from the Fred Hutchinson Cancer Research in Seattle say that more study is needed to understand this relationship. Several urologists who are in favor of circumcision agree that it's too early to draw any conclusions or too early to start circumcising yourselves if you guys aren't circumcised. That would be very ugly, people. That would be extremely ugly. Okay. All right, is that enough? You guys got that? If you have any questions, of course, just call me. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I'll paint a picture. I'll paint whatever picture we need. Okay, now let's move on. Okay, let's kind of get all the cancer stories over with because I don't want to talk about cancer too much more. All right, now they're saying more and more women are choosing mastectomy, even though they've never been diagnosed with cancer. We're seeing a huge rise of women saying, take them off. That's it. I don't want it. Now, for those of you, I know I've talked about breast cancer a lot on the show because 1 in 8 women get afflicted. And it's at the point now where I don't know any family who didn't have somebody in the family that had breast cancer. You know, we used to tell people, well, if you don't have breast cancer in the family, it's a good sign. No. No. 90% of women who get breast cancer have no idea there's a family history of breast cancer. So if you go, I'm clear, my aunt's clear, my mom's clear, my sister's clear, my next door neighbor's clear, and the gerbil's clear, not good enough. You know, the other thing too, is I come from a family that doesn't believe in going to the doctors. They just don't. Okay, they're stubborn, they don't want to go to the doctor, and they don't want to listen to me. You know, I and my family, I'm considered, you know, I mean, my father before he died, you know, he comes from the old German-Austrian, Mediterranean. He is. We have family Russia, you know. And I was like a little girl, you know. Little girl, you know nothing. Little girl, you tell me, you know nothing. I went to medical school. Oh, you don't know what you're talking about. You know, again, they just look at you as a little girl, so nobody listens to me. So anyway, I have my breast cancer scare. And, of course, the first thing all the doctors are asking is, okay, who in the family had breast cancer? You know, what's going on? Now, luckily, it ended up I didn't have breast cancer. I had something that could have. We don't know. The pathology didn't say it was, but the pathology didn't say it wasn't. So I'm just right now kind of in limbo, as are my breasts. And I just, you know, get checked all the time. But anyway, you know, they kept asking me family history. And I said, well, no family history. They're like, okay, good. That's a good sign. I go, no, it's not a good sign. There's no family history because nobody gets checked. Nobody wants to get checked in my family. So I called up all the women in my family and I ripped them a new one. And I said, you get your and your breasts over to a mammogram. Oh, Dahlia, we don't believe in mammograms. Oh, mammograms cause cancer. I was livid. I go, they want to know if I'm at risk for breast cancer. I know you guys don't give a damn about your own health, but if you don't want to check it for you, at least check it for me. Now, meanwhile, I've been asking them to do mammograms for years because of these statistics, and they wouldn't do it. So I figured if they're doing it for me, then when they want to lay on the guilt trip that they were all bruised up, which doesn't happen, right, and in pain, all right, they could at least blame me. So I go, you're doing it for me. Well, lo and behold, one of them had breast cancer, right? I wasn't surprised. All right, we got it taken care of, knocked it out of the ballpark, thank God, knock on wood. But, you know, it's scary stuff. So now you have women who actually have a family history. They know about the family history. Maybe they've done that BRCA gene testing, the BRAC gene testing, and they know they have it. Well, what do you do? You know, now, personally, before I had kids, we've talked about my breasts on the show a lot, right? And I want to put pictures up, but I can't. Not allowed to. I'll get fired. But anyway, they were pretty good looking, right? After the kids, eh. So when I thought I was at high risk, and I was thinking about doing some nip-tuck, you know, to kind of, you know, bring the breasts above the waist, which is, you know, you could do with a lift, mastopexy. You know, one of the doctors is like, if you're gene positive, why don't you just take them off? I'm like, that is a good idea. You know, I mean, they are getting trapped under my tennis shoe. And I seriously thought of it. My gene testing, though, came out negative. So because my gene testing came out negative, I decided to keep my breasts. And I did the surgery. And they look okay. You know, one's facing north, one's facing south, but at least they're above the waist. Okay, so we're good. really? Am I ruining your picture of me? Please don't tell me you thought I looked good. Okay, so women now, they're saying, wait a second, I am positive, Dahlia. I do have the positive test. To heck with this, I'm not going to be a sitting duck. Look, just because you have the BRCA gene testing doesn't mean you're definitely going to get breast cancer. However, you know, I'm pretty empathetic with your fears that you have. I mean, I would not want to sit there thinking I'm a sit. Now, I still do because of my family history that I get checked all the time. You know, we don't have the gene testing in our family. We still get breast cancer. You know, but you just don't want everybody whopping off their breasts because, you know, we'll have a major issue with, you know, the sanitation department, I guess. It just, you know, you don't want to have surgery unnecessary if you don't need to. But I do understand that many women are making this their choice. Okay, guys, don't go away. We got a police officer who's in trouble for tasing a 9-year-old for not going to school and a pill that turns you from being racist to not being racist. What's that about? Don't go away.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like elderberry powder, orégasillin, olive leaf capsules, grapefruit seed extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super Super Winter Special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
IRS, the three most dreaded letters of the alphabet. If you owe back taxes, have unfiled tax returns, are receiving threatening letters, or have IRS agents coming to your home or place of business, you need an experienced IRS agent fighting on your side. Call the Tax Relief Division of the Law Offices of Craig Zimmerman at 800-342-8068. Spearheaded by a former IRS agent, we know how to negotiate a reduction in the tax you owe, stop wage garnishments, lift bank levies, and negotiate an affordable repayment plan. With 17 years as a practicing attorney and an A-plus Better Business rating, we'll get the IRS off your back once and for all. In fact, recently, when an IRS employee had a tax problem, she called us. Stop being afraid and call right now for your free consultation at 800-342-8068. The phone call is free and there's no obligation, so call 800-342-8068. Again, that's 800-342-8068. Actual results based on individual client circumstances.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally, instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Oh yeah, back to the bone. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show. Big thanks to George and Kyle for making our music happen. They are so bad to the bone. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen as well. Got a lot more to talk about on today's show. Please call in at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. So did you guys hear about this pill that helps cure racism? I don't know. I really don't know why. You know, again, we just heard about breast cancer. We just heard about prostate cancer. Can you research that? No. We have to research this. Researchers in the United Kingdom appear to believe, from the University of Oxford, that a blood pressure medicine, a very common one, propranolol, can cause you to not have racist thoughts. Okay? They say the idea is really logical. Propranolol reduces blood pressure. Many of you, I think it's in the form of Inderol. Many of you take that, right? Beta blocker, slows down the heart rate. It reduces blood pressure, but it also works on an area of the brain called the amygdala, right? We've talked about the amygdala, which is responsible for emotions and fear. Never be a medical student, by the way, that really enunciates, okay? All right, I slur my words. a lot because I speak so quickly. So in medical school, I was like, all right, hypothalamus, amygdala, blah, blah, blah. Okay? But there was always somebody in class that was like, oh, it's the amygdala. Amygdala. You're like, shut up. Shut up. Study your neurology elsewhere. All right. So they say that's why people not only use the medicine for heart conditions, but they use it for anxiety and performance anxiety. I do not prescribe propranolol for anxiety. I do, with a big capital D for Dr. Dahlia, D, I do prescribe it for headaches. I have used beta blockers for patients with migraines and recalcitrant headaches. Okay, but still, again, not for racism. I don't know where that comes from. They say, because some forms of subconscious racism are driven by fear, they say the idea of taking a pill to reduce that fear made sense. Really? To test the theory, they found 36 test subjects who were then asked to complete two different tests. They gave half of the people the medication, the propranolol, and then half a placebo, dummy pill. Then they did two tests. One was a questionnaire that asked, do you like black people and do you like white people? Then there was an implicit association test, a computer test where people see pictures of white and black faces and good and bad words. And you have to categorize the good words and the faces into categories. Usually white people find that it is easier to associate the white faces with good words rather than the black faces with good words. Really? What words are they talking about? All right, but that wasn't the case after people had taken the drug. They said in the written quiz, the drugs had no effect. Boy, is this scientific. But in the second, the implicit association test results were remarkable. All of those who had taken the placebo still showed form of fear toward the black faces. While in the group that had taken propranolol, one-third registered a minimal amounts of fear, and two-thirds had none at all. Fear? What kind of a test were they taking? Now, they're not testing the side effects of the drug. We just want to see if it blocks something and what happens to racism. Okay, so what do we do with this? I don't know. You know, it's interesting. I just saw the movie 1,000 Words, the Eddie Murphy movie. The kids want to go and see that. Okay? Now, I don't know if this relates, okay? I mean, if we're talking good and bad words, I don't know. I'm pulling this one out of my retroperitoneum here, okay? All right. I don't know if they were talking about cuss words or whatever. But this 1,000 Words movie, I thought was going to be geared more towards kids, okay? Now, I am a huge Eddie Murphy fan. Love Eddie Murphy. And I think the reason why I always loved him is because he mouths off. Right? And he goes off and he drops, you know, a bunch of, you know, four-letter bombs. I mean, he's been doing it. What was his first, Trading Places? And, I mean, ever since that. And still, my kids have seen every Eddie Murphy movie, with the exception of The Distinguished Gentleman. I gotta rent that one. But I think they've seen every Eddie Murphy movie. And, you know, I have to tell them, look, those are bad words, you know. You don't use the bad words. But whether the movie was PG, whether the movie was R, whether, I don't know. Well, Dr. Doolittle, I don't think he cursed, and I don't think he cursed in Dr. Doolittle. But sometimes he starts to go off, you know, what, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so you kind of mix the humor with him and yelling and mad and bad words. Now, all right, you know, are they, you know, but so then if you look at, let's say, some of the white comedians. Okay, well, let's look at Will Ferrell. Now, Will Ferrell doesn't, I don't think, curse a lot in his movies. Jack Black, I don't hear a lot of cursing from him. I'm trying to think what other comedians. So, you know, if you're watching, let's say, I don't know, if you're looking at this test with good words or bad words, and, you know, you start to think about or compare them to people that you know or you're familiar with very well. Many of us know celebrities, right? Then maybe there could be that association. I don't know. Like Chris Rock. Okay. One of my favorite stand-up routines was Chris Rock. Chris Rock said, I forget which HBO one. You guys know what I'm talking about. It's the older one where he said you put Robitussin on everything. Right. And I mean, he got pretty, risque in that one. I mean, he dropped a lot, of course, you know, a lot of words. But again, Chris Rock, we look at as somebody kind of yelling, right? Like even Marty, what? You know, he plays Marty on Madagascar, you know, and so maybe it's not, you know, I don't want to, you know, sit there and say everything's all hunky-dory. We know racism exists. We know there's people that are anti-black, anti-Jew, anti-Latino, anti, you know, we know people like that exist. But what I'm saying is his test was, you know, probably not the most scientific. Because there's, you know, there's a whole variety of reasons why we may associate if they're talking bad words. I don't know. You know, like I said, we just got through. I took, you know, my kids and their friends to the movie with 1,000 words, and I didn't realize some of them were cuss words. Yeah, and it's okay. I like Eddie Murphy. My kids are kind of used to that, and those kids, they're kind of used to movies like that. But I'm thinking, again, a kid's movie, I should realize Eddie Murphy's going to cuss. And that's not a bad thing. Right? That's not a racist thing. I love Eddie Murphy, and that's his style of humor, and it's funny. I like it. I will see the delirious stand-up probably every couple of years to get me out of a bad mood. It is hilarious. I love his comedy. It's just, you know, I just need to start associating, right, you know, these Eddie Murphy movies, they're going to probably have some cuss words. And so, as opposed to Will Ferrell, we could probably get through, although Will Ferrell, I don't know if you guys saw that basketball movie. There was a basketball movie he did, a comedy, where he was throwing the ball granny style. And Will Ferrell is known for making the audience have to look at things they don't want to look at. Like, remember in Old School, he was running around naked, streaking, right? And we had to look at him naked, right? And then, you know, he always, like, has his shirt off or something in the movies. Well, in this particular scene, the camera was on the ground in between his legs. So as he is making the granny pitch and bending his knees, warming up at the free throw line, you see in between the I don't know if I'm allowed to use a certain word, the perineal area. I obviously, he was wearing some sort of protective cup, but anyway, you're looking at this, right? The whole theater is looking at this. That is something Will Ferrell does and is known for. So I guess if they took a test on body parts, Will Ferrell might have come up on that one. I don't know. Okay. So that's the story on blood pressure medicine and racism. You know, they're gonna play around with these things. I mean, you know, remember, these universities have to do studies. You know, I get asked all the time to help participate in a study. I just don't have time. I'm so busy. To the radio show in the office. And again, if it's a study that's life-saving, then yeah, maybe I'd do it. But, you know, a lot of these kind of coincidental things, I think they're nice to know. And it gives me material for the show. But, you know, we need some nitty-gritty stuff, and we need some nitty-gritty stuff fast. You know, I mean, are you going to start passing out propranolol to people to stop their racism and their bigotry? I don't think so. Propranolol can lower your blood pressure. Propranolol can lower your heart rate, right? You know, what are we supposed to do, medicate our kids now so they don't have, you know, racism or bigotry? No, I think we need to teach our kids. You can't take a pill, right, and hope that it's going to solve everybody's problems. Doesn't do that. All right, don't go away. We got, looks like some issues with kids going to school and kids saying they're going to go on a shooting rampage at school. We want to talk about this Maryland student, too. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-TELLY.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now. And the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig.
Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
Are you having trouble paying your mortgage? Maybe your mortgage loan is upside down or in foreclosure. Maybe the bank already foreclosed on you. Don't sit around being a victim of bank fraud. Fight back. We have the tools to help you fight back. Here's how. Go to InspectorAudit.com and click on the GCN Radio Special. Order a summary audit. Find the real truth about your loan.
Maybe like me, you'll find your bank loan was paid off already. Maybe, like me, you'll find your bank defrauded you at the closing. And maybe, like me, you will go after them.
Did you know 78% of home loans in the last 10 years violated consumer credit laws? We should not let the banks get away with this fraud. Go to InspectorAudit.com and click on the GCN Radio Special. Order a summary audit today and find the truth about your mortgage loan. That's InspectorAudit.com or call 855-373-4948. That's 1-855-373-4948.
Some techno stuff on the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so there's something called an air mask, A-I-R-E, that harnesses the wind power created by breathing and converts it into electricity. So we're not talking the carbon dioxide that you're breathing out. They're talking about the actual flow of the air. Can be converted into electricity to run anything, they said, from your iPod to your cell phone. They say the electronic mask contains tiny wind turbines, and the energy created is transferred through a cable to your electronic device. Inventor Joco Paolo Lamoglia from Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, said the device could be used in all situations from running to sleeping, hopefully not sex, but I'm sure they're going to include that. They say they hope to bring the concept into production and reduce the carbon footprint. Oh, yep. I just love that term, carbon footprint. You know, a little paw print. I think it's cute. All right. Okay, they say it could be used indoors or outdoors while you're sleeping, walking, running, or even reading a book. Yeah, I huff and puff when I try to read. Honestly, these articles with the font, I need to get reading glasses. I don't want to. The day I get reading glasses is the day I admit to being full-blown middle-aged, and I am not ready to do that. I am going to still try to fit into my old jeans from high school and my training bra and squint until I can't squint anymore. So, yeah, reading for me is a huffing and puffing type of thing. They say besides saving energy and helping environmental preservation, it also encourages physical exercise. That is true. Okay, if you want to charge your cell phone, you got to get your butt off the couch. True, true, true. Its energy is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. This is some pretty smart stuff. They say, though many other modern gadgets offer benefits, they tend to use a high amount of electrical energy. Harnessing energy from human activities and transforming it into electricity is possible and is a great solution. Okay, now there is one phone that won't need the help of this. It's called a spare one phone. That phone runs on one AA battery and keeps its charge up to 15 years. Have you guys heard about that one, the spare one phone? I don't know. All right, well, anyway, so they're talking about, you know, I mean, that is true. What they're probably going to have to do is make phones that you don't always have to charge and plug into electricity. That would be nice. Oh, that's kind of interesting. They say the spare one phone has no camera, web browser, other high-tech, oh, touchscreens. Well, then, what do you want? Oh, it's designed to work as a phone. Oh, it's just a phone. Well, then why doesn't, I see, it needs a battery. Oh, well, that's not fun. Okay, we're talking smartphones. Spare one doesn't sound like a smartphone. It sounds like a boring phone. All right, but it's good for emergencies because it's always on and it doesn't go off. Okay, I see. The single battery offers a talk time of up to 10 hours. Okay, that's kind of nice. All right, so okay, let's see what other tech news we have here. All right, they say blood, milk, and mucus, possibly semen, could one day replace silicon as an ingredient in chips that power computers and smartphones. I should do a techie show, shouldn't I? Dr. Dahlia goes techie. I only want to do it, though, if it includes mucus, semen, blood, and all that stuff, because then it makes it interesting. Okay, researchers at Tel Aviv University, Tov Meod, say that their new method to make computer chips could eventually replace silicon, although you're going to have to wipe it off. All right? They say it could lead to phones and other gadgets that are both flexible and biodegradable. All right, and possibly need tampons. Currently, silicon, a semiconducting element, is the basis of most modern technology. Now they are trying to shift to a carbon area from a silicon area. The team says transistors built from the proteins in blood and mucus will be ideal for smaller, flexible devices that are made out of plastic rather than silicon. They said it could actually help now gadgets become more flexible, like an iPad that could be easily folded, mobile phones that could be built into a flexible watch strap. All right, do we have any more information? No, no more information for Tel Aviv. Boy, that's cool stuff. To use your own bodily fluids to power our computers. You know, if you really think about it, I'm in the studio right now, and I don't know how much electricity or carbon footprint. I know I'm putting a big, huge carbon butt print right now on my chair. But in terms of carbon footprint, I'm looking around. I got wires using ISDN. I got computers. I got a lot of stuff going on. Imagine, and I have to usually go to the bathroom at least once a show, once an hour. Imagine if I could take urine. Well, not all urine is protein. Some of us have protein sediments in our urine. Imagine if I could use that. Oh, that would be cool. Okay. All right, let's go to something not cool. For those joining us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. If you haven't turned us off yet, thank you. You're demonstrating good taste. All right, this Maryland student charged with threatening shooting rampage. Did you guys hear about this? This is weird. This is a 19-year-old straight-A student, from what I understand, Dean's List. I don't think Mensa, he was a part of this GEM society. I guess it's kind of similar to Mensa. Well, apparently what he did is he posted on some web, yeah, oh, it's an honors group called Gemstone, a four-year research program in which students work closely with faculty advisors on projects. I mean, this kid is a straight-A student. Well, according to campus police, Mr. Alexander Song posted on a website comments such as, quote, unquote, "I will be on a shooting rampage tomorrow on campus." Quote, "Hopefully I kill enough people," he quotes, to make it to national news. He says, stay away from the mall tomorrow at 1:30. Now, of course, somebody reads this, contacts the police. He was unarmed when the police arrested him. Okay. Apparently, he was charged with a warrant with disturbing the orderly conduct of activities, administration, or classes at the campus, a misdemeanor that could result in a $2,500 fine or 6 months jail. Now, again, this boy has no history. Now, not all people that go on a shooting rampage have medical histories and psychiatric histories. But this is somebody that's supposed to, I mean, you know, we're trying to find these kids early and try to get an idea who these could be. This is somebody who's, I mean, honor roll. I was on the honor roll. Not by default. I actually earned it. Come on, I was kind of geeky. I was one of those straight-A students. I loved school. I loved school. Just loved it. So I don't know what's going on with this kid. Now, I was watching Fox News at lunch, and they were kind of debating, you know, really only a misdemeanor? Really, well, from what I understand, you know, because he didn't do anything, it's a misdemeanor, you know? And somebody was talking about, what about freedom of speech? Well, the comment they'd used was, you can't yell fire in a movie theater, you know, because then people run to wreak havoc. So that's what they're talking about, disrupting, you know, daily, like, orderly conduct. Okay, if you say you're going to shoot the place up and then everybody has to go to lockdown, the police have to get involved, that, you know, there is some sort of consequences for that. Misdemeanor, just what I don't understand is, what kind of a joke is this then? I mean, did he really mean it? I mean, you don't write something like that. It's not like, oh, gosh, everyone's driving me crazy. Well, I don't know what you could say that would be. Let me see. Like, my husband forgot to pay the power bill. He's a dead man. Okay, that is something completely different. This, I mean, he's literally saying, I will be on a shooting rampage tomorrow. Hopefully kill enough people to make it to national news. So first of all, there's an act that he's talking about. There's an intent he's displaying. And then he's giving people instructions, stay away from the mall tomorrow at 1:30. I mean, this, and if he says, well, this is just a joke, you're like, what? I don't know. I'm going to be spending a little bit more time. I know we're coming up on the end. Just kind of an interesting story. We're going to be talking about some weird school stuff going on. Apparently, there's a girl in Minnesota who was suing the school because the school heard that she was doing something kooky on Facebook and said, I want to see what you're writing. Let's see it. Give us your password. Give us your ID. And apparently, she's suing and may win. All right. So what are schools, what are we supposed to do? If kids are writing kooky stuff, how are you protected by free speech, first of all? Number two is, do we as administrators or doctors or parents have a right? I mean, I think we should, all right? But no, invasion of privacy. I mean, we're trying to now catch the shooters or catch people from doing things before they do them. We're trying to catch our kids, you know, in the process of depression and suicidal ideation before they commit suicide. Really quickly, it looked like a sheriff in Ohio was busted because a child was refusing to go to school. He was called to the apartment and tasered the kid. Now he is busted and city officials have suspended him. Did the kid deserve it? I don't know. All right, guys, don't go away. We've got more coming up in the next hour. Please stay tuned. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.